Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And we're jumping back into the devotional content from our FaceTime series. I'm super grateful that you're following along with us and making these daily deposits and investments into your spiritual life and development. Today we're in John chapter 8 and we're looking at verses 12 through 20. And this is really this interchange with Jesus talking with these local leaders and doing some teaching. If you look in verse 20, it says that he is near the treasury. It's what some of the translations say. And that would have meant that he would have been on the Temple Mount. And there were 13, I think, offering boxes that were there where the offerings were collected for the temple. So it was, filled with light. It was a place that was very, very public. They certainly wouldn't have wanted anyone to have access to the offering boxes who could have stolen the offerings. So it was very public, very well lit. And it's in that context where Jesus makes the statement that he is not a, but he is the light, that he is the one that's going to shine light into the darkness of our lives. Our greatest need as sinners, right, is for God to shine his light into our lives and to expose the darkness that's in all of us. And sometimes, I'll talk to people, to individuals, right, who find themselves in places where maybe their darkness, the darkness has been drug into the light, maybe against their will, not by, confession, but maybe for some reason they've held on to a secret and their secret has been found out. And eventually we get to a spot in that conversation where I'm typically able to say, hey, you know what? This is God's grace for you, right? Bringing this into the light, like it allows you to live in communion with God. And none of us enjoy that, right? None of us enjoy owning up to our mistakes. None of us enjoy confessing, right, our sins. But it is a good reminder for us that we need him, right? That we have darkness on the inside of all of us, right? That needs to be exposed to the light. It's kind of like we talked about yesterday, right, at church, when we talked about truth. Truth is like toothpaste, right? Toothpaste in the tube is great. Like Crest tells you all of the wonderful things that toothpaste will do on the outside of the tube, but toothpaste doesn't do you any good until it gets out of the tube and onto your toothbrush and comes into contact with your coffee morning breath, right? So it's wonderful that Jesus is the light, but it's a light that we have to let into our lives. It's wonderful, right? Truth is like deodorant, right? Deodorant is a great idea, but it doesn't help your teenage boy, right, until he actually puts it on. We have to apply the truth to our lives. We have to allow the light to come into our lives. And so I'm going to pray for that for us today, that we would look to Jesus as the light and allow him to expose any darkness in us, and that we would deal with that, lay that at his feet, because it glorifies him and it's ultimately for our best. So let's pray together. Lord, we do come to you today, and sometimes, God, knowing that you're the light that exposes the things in us that we would much rather hide or much rather pretend that aren't there, like it feels like a painful thing. But for our growth and development, God, we also know that it's a healthy thing for us, and that, God, we want to embrace you as the light in our lives and follow you. We want to grow closer to you and to become the people, not only that you want us to be, but that to become more like you. And so, God, we pray that you'll help us today as we start a brand new week, that we would see things for what they really are, that we would live truth-applied lives. And it's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.